All right, folks, we are back. Segment number two. Something that we didn't touch on in the first segment. I know we got to get to some other things. Locks of the week, Bills preview, Niners, Kaepernick, and one of our newer segments. But something that not a lot of people talk about that is a great stat, fact, whatever you want to call it, is Austin Matthews missed the 2015 NHL draft by 2 days. It probably would have went down as the best draft class in NHL history. Well, best top three with McDavid, Eichel, and Matthews. So I'm going to hand this one over to you, Petty. I mean, if it's 2015, Sabres have the second pick, do you still go Eichel? Do you give any thought at Matthews? I mean, obviously McDavid's going number one.
After tonight, I think you're going to be surprised by my answer, only because obviously Austin Matthews scored 4 goals in his first NHL game.
Mm-hmm.
Never been done before. Incredible. Rocket of a shot. Was amazing in the World Cup. But I think it stays the same. I think your 1-2-3 is McDavid, Eichel, Matthews. Jack Eichel comes in to BU, Boston University, as a freshman, scores 71 points, and wins the Hobey Baker Award as an 18-year-old kid. Usually does not happen. And he was competing for a guy we all know, Jimmy Vesey, yep, competing with him for Hobey Baker. And he beat out Vesey. Vesey ended up getting third place in the Hobey Baker Award Jack Eichel's freshman year, which was 2014-2015.
Yep.
And Vesey wins it the next year once Eichel is gone. And then obviously the whole NHL was fighting over Jimmy Vesey. So I think for that reason, I think it stays the same.
I agree. I think the same thing. McDavid, Eichel, Matthews. I truly don't think anything changes. So
overall, I think it might be different. I think McDavid's the best of the three.
Yep.
And then the way I have seen Matthews play, he looks incredible. But
he does.
We're one game in.
Exactly. So Tristan gave great insight. They're all franchise players, all trying to win a cup for their team. So yeah. I like it. So
I don't think you can be mad either way. Obviously, no. Matthews had a great night, but no Michael's way. Gonna have great nights too.
Yep. Oh my God, Edmonton.
Right off the bat,
Edmonton.
Thomas
a minute
Hurdle.
In.
Oh no, Dreisaitl. Leon Dreisaitl, the German.
1 minute in after a 45-minute opening ceremony in Edmonton, they're finally underway. 1-0 Oilers. But we're gonna get into a new segment here with the Wrecking Crew. It is called the Podium. So the podium is very simple. What we're going to do, we're going to give out awards to pretty much any category that we name for our show every week. Bronze, silver, gold. And this week, in honor of Ian Mim Kingswood and his brutal choice of a first date meal, he went with chicken fingers and buffalo fries. But I love it. He's showing the girl that he's an immediate buffalo type person.
I think it's a power move.
It is a power move on his first date. And on his first date, he goes to the car for 15 minutes. Leaves her alone while she's sipping that Blue Moon to help with the podcast.
Power move after power move.
Thank you very much, Mim Kingswood. Wish you could join us tonight. But tonight, we're going to go with top three meals on a first date. We're going to start off with Petty Roosevelt, then go to myself, and then end it with Burrs. Mr. Roosevelt, let's go. We're going to start with Bronze. What are you thinking for your top three first date meals?
So I think I'm pretty picky when it comes to this. AO, Andy Olson and I, our founder, we have similar thought process in that we do not like to have foods on a first date that you manhandle. You don't want to pick it up. It could be a mess. You don't want that to happen. So with that in mind, my bronze, silver, and gold, I am not touching a single one with my hands. I'm using fork and knife the whole way. So my bronze is, it's a power move similar to Min Kingswood, but a little more, it's adult. Mom told you want some greens with your dinner. So I'm going grilled asparagus.
Okay.
And you gotta have a piece of steak. Take her to a steakhouse, nice place, ball out on the first date.
Like a Salvatore Russell's.
Exactly.
Filet. Exactly. Maybe a Kennedy's Cove.
Exactly.
Love it.
So, yeah, I'm going right with steak and grilled asparagus as the power move right off the bat.
Okay.
And then my second one, I'm going to dial it back a little bit from the steak. Steak's pretty heavy. So I'm going to go with a grilled chicken salad. Nothing too hearty, maybe like a little, you have some nerves on the first date, you're nibbling on your salad as you're talking the whole time.
Exactly.
Keep the conversation going. Like, you don't want to be like food in your face the whole time, you know?
Exactly. If you're with a girl that you're going to have some nerves, you know, that first date, you don't know her too well, can't go wrong with the salad.
Exactly.
You can't. I think we're all going to have that on our list. We didn't share these lists, by the way, listeners. This is all confidential. No one knows.
And I think the number one, without question, first date to take a girl to, I think, for food, I think you got to go sushi. I think sushi is the biggest power move you can go, because sushi is not the conventional first date. You don't always go and get sushi with someone, or you don't always go and get sushi yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, sushi, it's not an everyday thing. So I think the idea of sushi is it's something different.
Okay.
Not everyone does that. You can show off a little flair with some chopstick skills, because not everyone is perfect with their chopsticks.
That's what I was going to say. So I would struggle there.
See, I'm pretty good with chopsticks. Yeah. I have it mastered down.
Okay.
So I think you show it off, and if she doesn't know how to do the chopsticks, you show her right off the bat.
Wow.
And then on top of that, you get the wasabi factor in, which I think is the biggest X factor.
Mm-hmm.
Tough guy has like a big little like piece of wasabi like with your sushi.
Okay.
And try and get her to get the wasabi, have a little like fun with it. So yeah, I think sushi is unquestioned number one. I don't like my hands on my food. So with that in mind.
Okay. See, I'm okay with hands on the food as long as it's not chicken wings or chicken fingers, something like that. A big thing with my meals is nowadays social media is so big. It's just you can't get around it. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Girls love taking pictures of the food. So I'm picking three meals that maybe not all three of them are too, you know, picture friendly, but I think that's a key part of the meal. You want to have a meal where that girl's like, oh, can I take a picture of our meals together?
I gotta put it on Instagram.
I gotta put this on. This has gotta be my Snap story so everyone knows that we're doing. I mean, it's
the camera. It's pathetic. The camera eats before you do.
Like you said, my bronze, obvious choice. That's why I'm making it the bronze. It's like you said, you have nerves on that first date. You don't know the girl. Chicken Caesar salad.
Okay.
Very easy to eat. You got some chicken. You got some meat there. Very basic.
Yep.
That's the bronze. Now, silver. I'm kind of going against the grain. I'm going to use my hands a little bit. We're probably going out to a party after this. I need something in my stomach, so in case I'm ripping shots, I'm having some mixed drinks, I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of this girl, I'm having a nice, juicy burger with fries. That's the silver.
You're going
That's,
right
and
in
we
there.
Know, and we
Dual
know.
Dual hands on the burger, big boy.
And we know yes. Degenerate Al is going to be having a couple shots and mixed drinks later in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
We
like,
gotta have something
you know me.
Stomach.
My worst nights are when I don't have my dinner. Or I don't have my meals. That's when I'm at my worst.
Same here.
So I'm going with, here's the goat, the gold. This is like, oh my gosh. This is automatic on Snapchat or Instagram. Salmon with blueberry sauce and rice.
Oh my God.
It's with that perfect girl. She orders first and gets some very classy, fine meal. She's going to think I'm real healthy ordering the salmon, even though I'm not. Salmon with blueberry sauce and rice. That is my gold pick.
That sounds like when she sees that, she's getting ready to get the parents on speed dial. Say, this guy.
He's a keeper.
He's going to be meeting my parents within the next couple weeks here. And we're not even in, we're on the first date here. So
that
wow, that's a great power move right there.
And what Ethan Jacobs always says, if it smells like fish,
no.
Make it a dish.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Let's go, Albers. Bronze, silver, gold. Let's go.
All right. Well, like most of you know, I'm just a awful eater, degenerate guy. But my number one or my number three here, my bronze, pizza. You can never go wrong with a pizza.
Never.
Hands on. I know a few of us have a little different discrepancies on hands on stuff.
Fork and knife it.
Oh, dude. If you don't do that in New York City, though, you get really awful. But fork and knife it, I'm not opposed to that.
It's a savvy vet move, honestly.
Oh, it is. But it's actually
especially
it
in Chicago.
It keeps you clean. But another thing, Bro Jackson, another wrecker, shared an Instagram post saying, you know, I don't know, it was just something, just knocking girls posting pictures of pizza and how much they love pizza or whatever it is, or finding a guy that they look at pizza the same way. I don't even know. Just whatever. But pizza, every girl loves pizza, so that's never a bad way to go. My silver, as Edmonton scores to go up 2-1. My number two, my silver here, is any chicken salad. I'm a huge chicken fan. Give me a salad, because the salads...
It's on all of our top
threes. Everyone's got a salad.
That's going to happen.
Because you know what? You're trying to make a good impression, and there's no better impression than having a salad in front of a female. That's obviously out of our league. Let's be honest here. And my number one, hands-on, tacos. And you know what? When I'm getting a taco here, I'm going power move all the way. I'm building this stuff up. I'm going the works. I'm getting one of each flavor here. I'm going wow. Hot sauce to the limits. Throw me some cayenne pepper, a little jalapenos, who knows? And have her take a bite and really show what kind of a man she's dealing with. But you know what? That's my gold. Tacos, especially on Taco Tuesday. Everyone loves Taco Tuesday.
I do a little bonus podium here. I'm going to surprise you guys with this a little bit. I know we didn't prep this. We all have salad on our list. What is your go-to salad dressing? Burrs, we'll start with you.
I'm a ranch guy, 100%.
Really?
100% ranch.
Okay. Degenerate?
All right, I go in phases. Like,
I know you said chicken Caesar, so...
So, I'm going away from that. Okay. A house salad?
Yes. Yeah,
are you by phase or by season?
Like, I'm drinking Goose right now. I've been doing that for months. Before that, it was Bombay. So, from a salad dressing, I was you. I used to be a ranch. I'm currently in the Italian phase.
Ooh. I'm all in on Italian. Okay. Sometimes Greek, but I like the Italian too.
We'll dabble.
You gotta go with we'll dabble in I'm the Italian. I'm an Italian man, so I go with Italian dressing.
Definitely dabble in the Italian.
I can't do the ranch. I know you like the ranch. Oh, I can't do it.
Give me some
not
ranch.
Not a ranch guy.
Ranch with a salad, ranch with a pizza. I'm all. That's all I need.
So, is that number one on your podium then?
That's a whole nother segment, man. That's a whole nother segment.
First date, you have ranch and carrots. I'm Burrs.
Ranking condiments. That's a whole nother time.
That was our great first segment of the podium. Next, Albert's drink of the week and some Bills preview. Alrighty. So, Mr. Burrs, we did this last week. What is your drink of the week this week and why?
Well, last week I did the Molson because of a lost friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good memorial there. And obviously it was Molson. Molson's just a great go-to drink. But this week we're switching it up a little bit. And I'm going with a Maker's Mark. Neat on the rocks, it doesn't really matter. Actually, a day like today, you're going neat and just pounding the hell out of it.
Yep.
But Maker's Mark, that's my high class, high society right there. Great, great, great beverage to have.
Okay.
Al?
Awesome. I love it, Joe. I mean, my drink of the week. God. Since I wasn't alcoholic this weekend, and I had it tonight when I was at the Irishman, I would have to say EBC Blueberry. And the Irishman Irishman actually hooked it up this week, tonight, and gave me blueberries. Five blueberries in one drink.
Usually you only see the blueberries in Ellicottville.
Yeah.
Usually does that.
And they were fresh.
That's a nice touch.
And they were fresh. Very nice.
Right from the orchard.
Penny, what are you thinking? If you have one cocktail in front of you right now, what would it be?
See, I'm not going to go with a cocktail this week.
Okay, beer?
It's fall, so I'm going beer. I know we had Molson last week, but it's fall, so I want my fall beer. And I know Scott E. loves this beer. I'll go with the two. Not huge on the pumpkin beers, but this is particularly one good beer. And Southern Tier Pumpkin, that's my current fall beer that I like a lot.
Okay.
I don't know. I never could get into those pumpkin beers. It's
not too pumpkin-y, you know? It's got like a little... It's like similar to Oktoberfest,
yeah,
but a little more spice to it. It's good.
I mean, I've heard there's obviously some beers that are just great that you get the hint of pumpkin. There's some that are just awful. You just you know what? It's like, as Bro Jackson would say,
it's like
you open it and just throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't even deal
it's
with
those
it.
It's those fall shandies from like Lean and Kugels that it tastes like pumpkin pie that your mom cooked, but it's beer. It's disgusting.
No.
Can't handle that. But the it's a good beer.
All right, folks. It's Wednesday. It's time for some NFL talk. Bills, 49ers this Sunday at the Ralph. Bills are 7.5-point favorites. People don't like to see that, but I sure do. Rain in the forecast. Going to be a louder ground and pound. Big day from Shady, I'm expecting. Niners coming to town. We've heard Kaepernick starting. Penny, thoughts?
The rain is going to be a big factor.
Yes.
Honestly, two mobile quarterbacks with Colin Kaepernick starting, Tyrod Taylor too. And you have two premier running backs in the NFL right now. Shady McCoy's had a great few weeks since Greg Roman has left the Bills. And Carlos Hyde has been steady the whole season. He is a great running back. So, honestly, I think we're going to be in for a good one. It's going to be ugly, though. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored.
I think it's going to be ugly, too. I don't think I'm going to be at California Lot at 9 a.m. this week.
No.
Now, with the rain and the forecast, seems like a lot of people didn't practice today for the Bills. Obviously, some's just precautionary. Cordy Glenn was out of practice. Zach Brown Band was out of practice with a foot. Lorenzo Alexander got a rest day. Spikes is a little sick. Clay just precautionary. What's up with Darius? What is going on?
I can't believe it. He's
you're
not
out
playing.
For 4 weeks, and you're not playing against the Rams, and now he's back in the report this week, and in my opinion, I don't think he's playing.
No, he's not. And that Friday practice right before the Rams game, he tweaked his hamstring, which means he was out of shape, and I can't believe it. So it seems like he's not playing again this week.
Could you say that maybe he was giving him somewhat, you know, a little bit of doubt, but he worked a little bit too hard in practice, or was it just him being out of shape?
What is he doing for 4 weeks? I knew the four week.
Smith, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Week four, I had a buddy that said they saw Marcel Darius down in Virginia with Bruce Smith. But I mean, which is fine. But what are you doing for 4 weeks, man?
At least do something. Activity.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows?
But I do like the Bills this week. You know, there's always the Bills fans are saying, you know, when you like that, you know, they're due for that, you know, slip up loss at home as a big 7.5-point favorite.
That's what I'm worried about, honestly.
I'm not, though. Any thoughts on Kaepernick? I mean, dude, there's going to be...
He's the wild card.
Better get Barstool and Deadspin in the house at this game because there will be jerseys burning throughout that parking lot.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly. I don't want to see that.
I've heard reports of maybe the fans doing the Pledge of Allegiance or Star Spangled Banner when he's on the field. How awesome would that be, though? That would be pretty cool.
You know what? I want every member of the football or the Buffalo Bills football team just running out, leading the charge with American flags, just running out to midfield. Mm-hmm. Maybe get Fred Jackson.
Leading the charge with American flags.
Get Fred Jackson back out. Give him like a Perkins-sized flag, you know, 20-foot by 10-foot, and freaking go out and lead him out. You know what? Let's go, man. Let's go. I'm pumped for this game. This game can set us up for the next three games. It makes one game at a time.
They're not looking ahead.
No.
If I'm a better in this game, I think I lay the points. I lay the Bills at home -7.5.
I'm staying away from that. I don't like it. It's too much. I don't like the Bills with that many points.
It's rare. You're right. It's a very rare sight. You don't see that too much. I think the defense continues to play well. I think it's going to be a very raucous crowd, tough place for Kaepernick. I mean, Kaepernick's first game. Mm-hmm. He's not ready to go.
How is he not starting? It had to be only because he sucked. Yes. There's no other reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to sit him because he's doing protesting. He has to be that bad in practice that you're not starting him and you're starting Blaine Gabbert. Or I'm sorry, was it Lame Gabbert? Or is it, whatever. Yeah. But just, come on. I mean, spare me. So now, obviously,
Carlos Hyde. That's it.
That's the biggest thing.
Literally, that's all you had to do.
Jeremy Curley had a big week last week, but there's no consistency there.
No.
He's got a new quarterback.
And clearly, the NFC West is very overrated.
Or you could say Bills, very inconsistent.
That's
very
too.
Inconsistent.
Bills -7.5.
I like it. I'm laying the points.
So, I think it's time to get into one of our final segments. We're going to do Lock of the Week. We're going to start with Petty, go to Burrs, end it off with me. Petty, what's your pick and why? Lock of the Week.
My lock is the Jaguars. I know they've been bad. Rough start. Blake Bortles has not been nearly as good as he was last year. But I got to go. 2.5 points. It's on the road against the Bears. but they're off the bye week. I think that this is their week. They've had a rough go. The Bears are very inconsistent. I don't buy into them. Jay Cutler's healthy, but I don't think they're actually playing him. I think Brian Hoyer is still getting the start. They're not throwing to Jeffrey as much as they should be, so I like the Jaguars this week, +2.5.
Okay, you heard it here first. It's first ever lock of the week. Jaguars +2.5. Burrs?
Well, coming after my fading Scott A., his Patriots pick, I took the Browns just despite that. So going 0-1, I'm trying to get back on the winning trail here. I'm going to go with the Chiefs +1 here in Oakland. And coming off a bye, it's huge. I like Andy Reid coming off of byes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the casual bettor is going to sit here, look at the -1 line and say, how can the Raiders being at home only lay one? And I think Vegas is banking on that since having taken a beating last week. So I'm on Alex Smith, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs. So now, Al, the General Al's lock of the week. Won last week, the R words, +4.5 against the Ravens. This week, to go 2-0, Al's lock of the week.
One and zero feels very good. I wish I would have sprinkled the money line last week. Redskins with a nice win on the road in Baltimore, 16-10. My lock of the week this week. You know, everyone knows me. Life's too short to not bet the under. Give me Bills, 49ers, under 44.5. Like I said, it's looking like 80%, 90% chance of rain at game time. I think it's going to be an ugly football game. I don't think the 49ers get in the end zone that much. I think the Bills' defense stands tall. Bend but don't break. They've been doing that all year. And I really, they're going to pound Shady, pound Carlos Hyde. It's going to be a very run-first game. It's going to be a lot of tick-tick, tick-tick. And my lock of the week, Bills 49ers under 44.5. So that's the show tonight. It was a rough day. It was a rough day, I'll admit it. I was very depressed, sick to my stomach. You know, hearing that Jack Eichel news was just a very, you know, I was so excited for the Sabre season. Don't get me wrong, I still am, but it was a dagger. It definitely hurt today a little bit.
82 games ahead.
I know.
Big one tomorrow.
Yep.
Maybe we make a staple win, score a couple goals with a young kid or something. I'm okay.
Yep.
I'm okay. So,
huge weekend in Buffalo sports. Sabres Canadiens Thursday. Then they start a road trip going to Edmonton on Sunday night. Before that Sunday night game, though, Bills Niners. I think it's Bills win. Bills win. We're gonna be talking on the show Sunday night. 4-2. The University of Buffalo Bulls this weekend have not been playing well at all this season. They are 10-point dogs at home to Ball State. Not expecting much out of there. Tyree Jackson's look good, but it's a long season. Very long season, but let's go. Big couple days in Buffalo sports. We will be back live Sunday night after the Bills game, live from Melinda Drive. So tune in, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. Follow us at Trainwreck Sports on Twitter. There's no O, so Trainwreck Spurts or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we're the Spurts.
Please follow us. Tell everyone. We're trying to get our name out there. And I will see you tomorrow night down at the Washington Square.
Prior to this, 4:30 p.m.
Get there, Washington Square, beef on whack, chicken wings, Molson Canadian. Go Sabres.
Oh.